The recording industry has been in trouble for years, but it just passed a dubious milestone. Last week was the worst week for album sales in 2 decades. NPR's Zoe Chace reports that hip-hop has an alternative for artists who still want to make albums the old-fashioned way.
It feels like everyone in this crowd knows this song.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
The arena is packed to see some of the biggest names in hip-hop. But what's unusual here isn't the turnout, it's the set list. A Tribe Called Quest, Snoop Dogg, KRS-One, the Wu-Tang Clan are all playing the albums that put them on the map 20 years ago, from track 1 to track 12, just like you used to hear it on your tape deck.
Hey, yo, how many of y'all bought Doggy Style when it came out? Did you buy it on cassette or CD?
Snoop Dogg takes the stage in a jumpsuit made out of a giant bandana. In 1993, Doggy Style was a best-selling album. Back in the early 90s, all you needed was an album like this one on a cassette tape to throw a party.
We had the double album, and I think it was you, me, and Kai.
Stacey Glover and her friends are nostalgic.
And we played it, we blared it, and just danced and just celebrated.
We had no furniture that
night. We had no furniture. That was perfect. We did the Soul Train line.
The reason they love to listen to the whole record, says DJ J Smooth, is because every single song on the album was made by the same charismatic team of people, a DJ, an artist, and a producer, at a minimum.
This mythological team, like sort of a team of superheroes that had their own really strongly defined persona and brand. And when you had an album length representation of that persona and that mythological character, it gave you a whole world.
Those days are over. Now, it's not uncommon for each song on an album to have a different producer.
So albums don't really represent one particular artistic statement, just sort of the artist buying 12 lottery tickets hoping to get that one platinum hit single, and they might not really have that much in common sonically.
Make no mistake, hip-hop artists still make their name by releasing a collection of tracks that tell a story. They just aren't called albums, and they don't make any money. This mixtape was the first of a series by the rapper Lil Wayne and DJ Drama. It was 29 tracks long, each track leading to the next, unified by one DJ. Kind of like an old school album, except it's downloaded for free and passed around online.
Everything is everything. We gonna do it for y'all, we gonna also do it for us, and we gonna do it because we need to do it.
The record labels tolerate this behavior because A, they don't really have a choice, and B, it raises the profile of their artist. When Lil Wayne puts out a mixtape hosted by a high-profile DJ like DJ Drama, and it gets passed around on the internet, it's free publicity.
If you have that DJ Drama pedigree, if you have that stamp on you, that's like being in Oprah's book club for hip-hop. And, I think the theory is, at least, that your next album should have much more credibility because of that.
Aspiring artists still dream of making that classic album, a collection of tracks that announces who you are to the world.
I'll probably make an album with an artist. That's what I'm kicking towards right now.
Marte Gardner is 17 years old. He feels that even though a mixtape gets his name out, he'll tell his story on an album.
For me, I like to tell what my album will be about so you can know what to look forward to. And basically, like, if I do that, I think more people will actually buy the album.
The success that Gardner wants is old school, inspired by someone old, like Snoop, playing to a sold-out crowd that knows every word of the album that put you there. Zoe Chace, NPR News.
You are listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.